תפילת החברים. בורא אהוב.
Prayer of the friends. Beloved Creator, allow us, the world kli, to have the strength to bestow love upon the friends. We exalt your greatness and unite us with the common desire and intention to reach a state of bestowal.
Yes, this is actually what is required on our side. Of course, the Creator can help us to connect, and all the forces of connection and unity are in His hands, in His light. But it all depends on our desire, our deficiency. And so here, each one shall help his friend. As much as we will show each other and we will awaken each other, that each one of us does want to reach that, that we will all be connected to the extent that the Creator will be able to turn to us and arrange us, connect us. If we are drawn to that, then we will receive help. And it is only His help that can establish us in the right way. So we will be able to make the transition from this world to the upper world, from the quality of reception to the quality of bestowal, to the feeling of the true reality, and not the false one, as we are now in our present qualities. This is actually the transition that we have to make. This transition is called the reception of the Torah on our side, the giving of the Torah from above, from the side of the Creator. And all in all, this is what we have to do, this transition, so that the upper force will influence us and will change our quality from reception to bestowal, from disconnection to connection. This is what stands before us, and we need to think about it all the time. It's the most difficult thing. And the easiest thing. It's difficult on the one hand because we are not capable of doing anything towards it. We cannot assist it. But it's easy if the Creator does it. Then it happens in all of us and in each one of us the moment that we want it. This is what we have to bring ourselves to. So, only about this transition from, in order to receive from our own nature to the Creator's nature, in order to bestow, we need to think about only about how to make this transition, how to give the Creator the opportunity to perform this change in us. This is what we need to think about. That time, the state, our preparations, they were all directed towards that. So Let's try to get into it and to go through this change. Yes.
How to turn the difficult transition to an easy one?
To turn the difficult transition to an easy and live transition is possible only by all of us thinking about it. That we will connect our inclinations, our thoughts, our plans, our goals. That is, that our whole future, we will tie it to this transition from disconnection to connection, from reception to bestowal. And that's it. And the transition itself, of course, the Creator does it. He carries it out over us, but it's on the condition that we do think about it, and this is the only thing that we think about and expect. Okay, good. So let's start reading and scrutinizing it. We are also in a time which is very suitable for this transition. And let's hope that with all of our friends all over the world, we will be able to put in forces and we will do it quickly.
Under the headline is One Man and One Heart, item 8, Rabash writes. And the people encamped as one man with one heart. This means that they all had one goal, which is to benefit the Creator. We should understand how they could be as one man with one heart. Since we know why our sages said, as their faces are not similar to one another, their views are not similar to one another. So how could they be as one man with one heart? Answer. If we are saying that each one cares for himself, it is impossible to be as one man, since they are not similar to one another. However, if they all annul themselves and worry only about the benefit of the Creator, they have no individual views, since the individuals have all been cancelled and have entered the single authority.
This means that I need to relate to the whole society, to the whole society, to the whole of humanity, in the same way that I expected from the Creator, that He will influence everyone, bestow to everyone, help everyone, and that I am together with Him in the same deed, in the same effort, to shift at least our great group to Lishma, to in order to bestow, to connection, to the force of bestowal, to the next world. It doesn't matter how you call that state. What's most important is for us to feel that we are in that together with the Creator, and we're asking and demanding and pulling Him to that state, that He will do it for us. Like a little child that pulls the grown-up, that He will do something for him, because on his own he can't do it. This is how we need to depict ourselves, how we demand and ask. We turn to the Creator and expect of Him to make this correction for us. that he will replace for us the force of reception with the force of bestowal.
We
need to check each and every one whether his heart is whole with it. Does he want to be in that? Is this what he is demanding of the Creator? Is he drawn to it truly with all of his actions from morning to night? And this is the only thing that he's expecting out of every moment.
Да, дорогой Раф, а как можно ожидать в каждое мгновение своей жизни, вот, чтобы отмениться и войти под власть единого? Это
how can I expect in each and every moment in my life to change and enter the single authority? It's a special desire that needs to happen.
By a person thinking about it and bringing himself back to this thought, and constantly looking at it from different angles, how can he be in that? How can he strengthen it? Eventually, he begins to see that these things are things that we build, these states, we build them through the persistence in the thought. And this is how he comes closer to them.
Нам надо думать в первую очередь все-таки о том, чтобы войти во власть единого, или о том, чтобы отмениться.
We should first think about entering the single authority or nullifying.
To enter the quality of the Creator or to annul before the Creator, I won't really distinguish between these two. It's a single action that I want to be adhered to the Creator, that I want to be like Him. I want to take part in the action like Him. You might say differently that you are drawn to adhesion with the Creator. There are many words for it, but actually it is a single state that I become similar to the Creator.
А то, что я отменяюсь перед десяткой, это как бы значит, что я вхожу под власть единого, либо тут еще чего-то не хватает?
When I nullify myself towards the ten, that means I enter the single authority, or something is missing here?
The fact that I want to get closer to the Creator, it forces me to annul before the ten, because the ten is actually a projection, a copy of the Creator. However, in such a way that it exists already within our senses, within our perception. And this is why, if I want to touch the Creator, to come closer to Him, to some extent, to begin to be connected to Him, to identify with Him, I can check that only through the ten. Because all of my depictions that I may depict to myself, which are not related to the ten, this is just imagination, and there's no truth to it. And so I have to constantly be with the friends, inside of them, connected to them, and all of my actions, I have to depict them, that I'm doing them with the ten. Also by being connected to the friends, so each one shall help his friend, so that all of their thoughts pass through me and my thoughts pass through them, and then we are connected to each other. And from this interconnection, we build a field, which is the field of the group. And inside this field, we already feel how much we are connected with the Creator, we are close to Him or far away from Him. And then we can direct ourselves and move in the right direction. Yes?
I want
to ask about this transition from in order to receive to in order to bestow. I heard you say that it's a difficult thing if a person tries to do it on his own, and it's easy if he lets the Creator do it to him.
Yes.
So what does it mean that we cause the Creator to make the transition to us?
That we do everything in order to give Him the opportunity to correct us. That is, to bring us closer to each other. The entire correction is in the closeness between us. This is what we have to do. First of all, to understand and feel and determine this and yearn for it, that the correction is in coming closer to one heart.
This is work that we do on our part. Getting closer, that's our work.
But it's not that we can actually do this work, but rather we need to scrutinize these states and prefer coming closer as a goal and as the most important thing.
So in the transition process, what's our work? Meaning, what do we do that causes the Creator to do the work to us?
As much as we're capable of it, to bring our hearts closer into one heart, in which we then, for certain, will begin to discover the Creator, the one Creator.
The action of bringing the hearts closer, is it something that we can do? Is it,
as much as we're capable of it, to read about it, to talk about it, to try to feel it.
But in practice, the closeness of the hearts is brought by the Creator.
The Creator performs all the operations.
So exactly this is my question. What is this button that we push and then the Creator does actions to us?
This button is the prayer. When we turn to Him and we demand, we ask, we pray, that He will perform this action on us, that He will bring us closer, that He will incorporate us together as one man with one heart. We're not capable of that. All of the operations called corrections, all of these operations, they're all done by the Creator.
Our ability to be in a prayer to Him, to make these actions to us. What does it depend on from everything we do that will be in a prayer towards Him and not just remain in actions between us? How do we add that prayer to our life all constantly? I'll say, for example, let's say we read something together or we're in the lesson, we're thinking about bringing our hearts closer. From actions we do, we add this thing called prayer to the Creator, that He will do it.
אנחנו צריכים
We need again and again to remember the purpose of creation, that we should all be together and in adhesion with the Creator, and realize that we are not capable of making any step forward towards that. And nevertheless, in order to move towards that, we have to constantly have the force of the Creator, that He will operate inside of us, that He will operate inside all of us, that He will make us tighter together and closer to Him. This is actually the operation that we expect from Him.
That's clear. So our ability to keep the Creator in the picture that He'll really be our partner in every step, what does it depend on? Because I see that working with the friends internally, externally, is happening all the time, but the ability to keep the Creator in the picture, I don't know how to hold on to that.
The ability to hold the Creator in the picture, in the connection between us?
In the connection between us, that He'll do the actions upon us, that He'll be a partner in everything we do.
Yes, so?
How do we do it to make sure He's there?
Because you should constantly depict, denote within the group His force, His place, the beginning and the end of His action. You need to see how much you are actually advancing precisely through Him. You have to be, like we talked about it yesterday also, you need to be like a little child who is asking of the grown-up to do something for him, to help him. And he's truly insisting on it and is not letting the grown-up to let go of the action. He must be in that.
You
said that we have to long to be one heart. What does it mean?
One heart, it means that we have to feel ourselves connected. And that in the connection between us, we discover the Creator as the one unique and unified force of the whole of reality, that He includes within Himself the whole of reality. He's the center of all of reality. And when we connect between us, we have the possibility, we have the possibility to direct ourselves to the center of reality, to the Creator. And all of us long through the connection between us to direct ourselves to the center.
When we come to a 10 meeting, there's always some inner preparation that a person does, and when he comes, there's already some general stream that washes you. It's very difficult to hold on to these points that Rav directs us towards, to be as one heart, to long for this prayer. How does a person in this short half an hour we have with the 10, let's say, which is also not that much in Rav's directions, that you're always get drown in something, and you always feel like you've missed something?
First of all, I don't understand why half an hour. You can be in this your whole life. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, what else do we have to do here in this world? All of the other actions that we have are only as disturbances, that from them we need to create some background, that upon this background we work on the connection between us and with the Creator. All the rest are peripheral things, secondary things that I have to carry out, but all in all, what is precious for me is the connection between us and with the Creator.
How do you hold that as an upper envelope to everything that's happening to you in life?
I hold on to this direction because otherwise I have no general goal in life. No goal. But rather, what am I living for? In order to reach a state where the Creator is in the center of life, and I want to reach Him, and everything else that is happening to me is all in all these external conditions upon which I have to reach the Creator.
So everything that happens to you in life is the Creator asking you, how much do you want me?
Seemingly, yes. He's awakening all kinds of questions or discernments. So that by looking at them, I clarify to myself how important is the goal of life for me, the Creator as the source of life, etc. I'm actually constantly scrutinizing it. A person has nothing more to do in his life. Or he's disconnected, and he's also scrutinizing these spiritual things, but already in a corporeal garment. And this is very far away from the true nearing.
So in the second state you described, how do you make this transition? How do you really hold on to it as the upper thing, that this is your heart, and you don't let the corporeal life to just wash over you? Because that's what we want, what we're longing for in all our meetings and lessons, but there's a difficulty in this, perhaps psychological transition or not, but to make this the upper thing towards the rest of your life.
Well, each and every day, a few times a day, you have to go back to it, and you will see that gradually you are kind of screwing one thing inside of the other.
What am I supposed to do with them?
You should try to come closer to them, so much so that inside of the connection between you, you will also feel the upper force. From the connection with them, you need to connect with the Creator. The Creator should be revealed in the connection between you.
מבלרוס שואלים איך נוכל לבדוק את התוצאה של מאמץ
בלרוס, how can we examine the result of effort and prayer in our work?
We can check it, yes, but we cannot yet measure it.
אבל מאמץ צריך להיות,
the effort should be as much as possible when we have difficulty in connection, the magnitude of the resistance to connection on each and every state, according to that, we can see that we are advancing.
A friend is asking, is prayer without adhesion in nature and the quality of the Creator and love of friends, can it be accepted?
Again,
prayer without adhesion in nature and the quality of the Creator, without love of friends, can it be accepted?
Every prayer is accepted, but the question is, to which result does it bring us? It could be a prayer that brings us to distancing. But in the feeling of the distancing, we begin to work and we go back to connection, etc. That is, everything that we think and speak between us, we ask for, we pray, each and everything, even the worst and the most opposite to creation. Nevertheless, it is heard and it is accepted. The student from Hebrew 3 is asking, once they all and all their own authority, does it mean that all the friends in the tent no longer care for themselves? Well, they care for themselves in a spiritual sense, that they want to grow in spirituality, not in corporeality. That this is what is important. She continues to ask, what does it mean to annul one's own authority? Rav, his egoistic authority, that I do not want to use my ego and see in it any good results. I know that there cannot be any good results there. Rather, only if I will shift to bestow.
Рав, в какой момент происходит отчаяние в собственных силах? То есть у нас постоянно есть какое-то небольшое разочарование, что я там ничего сам не могу, надо просить.
Рав, in what moment does a person despair of his own forces?
И было отчаяние.
Up to Mount Sinai, opposite me, so it will be a strong despair. Rav, we need to work on that in order to get closer to such a state like Mount Sinai, where you discover your internality as hatred towards everyone, and you see that without you going through this mountain, rising above it, you don't have a next stage, something else, that you have to go through it. This is the mountain of Sinai. Then you understand that only with the upper force, with whom you're only engaging with him, that's on the one hand, and also only with this single discernment you have inside of you, which is Moses, you can climb above Mount Sinai and there to establish your connection.
Maestro, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Good morning, teacher.
Maestro, volevo chiederti questo.
I wanted to ask you, what is the request that we need to ask from the Ten to raise the responsibility of each member to reveal the Creator, please?
It's precisely like you're saying, that we want to support each other in order to raise each one above himself towards the friends, right? And feel the friends that are above him. And this is how we elevate the whole group to a higher degree.
Latin 10.
Hola, querido Rab.
Hola.
Yo siento que en cada deseo que se revela, estamos acampando.
I feel that entonces, in every desire that is revealed, we pause, we camp. If so, how is it possible to achieve the correct analysis, the correct scrutiny in order to overcome and get power, get the force from the Creator?
To turn to the Creator, simply. To turn to the Creator, but preferably not on your own, rather with the friends. That's the whole problem. To each and every one, appear all kinds of thoughts, desires, goals, and so forth. But the problem is their person remains on his own. He has to be connected to the ten and to try to compose, assemble from the ten a group that is collectively asking. And then there will be no problem. You'll get an answer right away.
Woman Turkey 7.
Women Turkey 7.
Selam Rav. Yaradan'ın hayatın merkezinde olduğu bir
hayat demektir. Rav, you talked before about a state where the Creator is in the center of our life. How does such life look like? How does it feel when the Creator is in the center of our life?
איך זה נראים חיים שהבורא נמצא במרכז החיים?
How does life look like with the Creator at the center? That all our thoughts and desires are felt as common, shared between us. And we are like one man in one heart. And there is no differences between us, disparities. It's a very good feeling. And other than that, our force, our power then becomes
מיום שישראל היו נמצאים בעולם, לא היו נמצאים.
From the moment that Israel, since the day when Israel were in the world, they were not in one heart and one desire before the Creator, as on that day when they stood at Mount Sinai. So this is the highest status that they were both can claim.
Next.
Excerpt number 10, Rabash writes, and they shall all become one bundle. In that state, it will be easier to do your will wholeheartedly. This is because while there is not just one society, it is difficult to work wholeheartedly. Instead, part of the heart remains for its own benefit and not for the benefit of the Creator. It is said about it in Midrash Tanchuma, you stand today. As the day at times shines and at times darkens, so it is with you. When it is dark for you, the light of the world will shine for you. As it is said, and the Lord shall be unto you as an everlasting light. When you are all one society, as it is written, alive, every one of you, this day.
Summarize what we've learned. Yeah.
A student from Hebrew 3 is asking, I heard Rav say that I need to screw this life into the spiritual life. What is this act of kind of screwing, like a screwdriver of this life into the spiritual life?
Connection. That I exist in the corporeal life and along with it, I mean, the spiritual life. And these two forms of life connect as one.
From Mark 4, they're asking, if the friend is busy with corporeal things, he can't make a living, and I have to find a connection with the Creator for his desire, what should I ask for the spiritual connection of the friend with the Creator?
Shabore Azor.
That the Creator will help. That the Creator will help me understand how to connect my corporeal and spiritual life together.
From UK1, they're asking, you're encouraging us to have a dialogue with the Creator every day. Should I include my 10 in this process? How do I do it?
If we're talking about the Creator, then certainly we're talking about the Ten. Alone, I have no connection with the Creator. We should already understand that first, as it's written, from love of the created beings to the love of the Creator, I first have to connect to the ten as much as I can in a partial way, in some way. Then with the Creator, because I don't perceive the Creator, grasp the Creator, without describing the place.
How can we overcome the increasing resistance to connections?
איך אנחנו יכולים להתגבר על ההתנגדות שהולכת וגדלה לחיבור?
זה עוד לא התנגדות. מה שעוד יהיה.
That's not resistance yet compared to what will be. And the main thing for us is to put us into states of habit becomes second nature, and what's good about resistance, and that we do all kinds of exercises and connections and agreements, as Rabash writes.
ואז זה שיעזרו לנו להיות בכל מיני מצבים מחוברים.
And so that will help us be in all kinds of connected states and not escape. So that's our work. That's how we build the Kli.
There's a clear recognition of the ego is growing. It's a form of hate. You nearly give up. You want to rather be dead than continuing. How do you face it?
When you reach a state where the ego grows so much and the recognition of evil is so bad that you almost leave and you prefer to die, well, what do you do with that state? Keep going in order to see these points that you're in as very important points on top of which you later build your higher degrees.
No.
Rabash writes, usually, if someone takes a pile of branches, can he break them all at once? But if he takes one at a time, even a baby can break them. Similarly, you find that Israel will not be redeemed until they are all one bundle. As it is said, in those days and at that time, says the Lord, the children of Israel shall come, they and the sons of Judah together, etc. Thus, when they are united, they receive the face of the Shekhinah. I presented the words of the Midrash so that you don't think that the matter of a group, which is love of friends, relates to Hasidism. Rather, it is the teaching of our sages who saw how necessary was the uniting of hearts into a single group for the reception of the face of the Shekhinah.
Okay.
The Exodus from Egypt, we learned that they simply run away from the ego, and no matter where, so long as they run away.
Yes.
What do they discover in the occasion of Mount Sinai that suddenly becomes a mountain? Every day we pray, we ask, we say, we want to be bestowed. How come suddenly we discover something so that this request becomes like a mountain, something which is huge?
It appears from above. By the light that reforms, they discover and what the ego, the will to receive, that they're still in.
And they were not aware of it before when they ran out from Egypt? When they ran out from Pharaoh? Well, they ran away from Pharaoh, maybe from the wrong reasons. That's what I'm trying to understand. When they ran away in the Exodus from Egypt, they were trying to run away from something that was threatening them. What happens in the occasion of Mount Sinai? Here too, they want to run away from the ego, or is it something else? I mean, it's described as a mountain, as something that now they have to accept, otherwise it will be their death. So what is this new decision, the new discernment that there is in the occasion of Mount Sinai?
We haven't learned that exactly, but before Mount Sinai, what really was revealed to them was a new desire where they felt hatred instead of the connection that they've attained in the meantime.
This
excerpt gives us the feeling that the only thing we have to ask for is the unity of the friends that will have connection, because otherwise
everything is only executed there.
Before a person can extract like a prayer or a request, he needs to have the feeling that he did the maximum, everything in his ability. Otherwise, there's not a true prayer. And this is in everything. If he didn't make effort, he can't ask for help. If he's not certain that he did everything is in his ability.
Yes.
So how can I be in a feeling that I did everything in my ability to care for the unity of the ten, or the unity of the friends, of the world? Because there will never be able to be a true prayer if I don't feel I did the max. On the other hand, I don't have the strength to do the max if I don't get help. It's like I'm stuck between.
This is temporary. No, now it's happening this way. Later it will happen differently. There are times for this, time for that.
As much as we engage in the study, the importance of connection, to that extent, you feel yourself even worse. If you're true with yourself and you understand you need help from the Creator, from the friends, but you also feel that you're not worthy, not for the request, nor for the help.
You
basically feel stuck.
Well, yes, there are such states as well.
How do you come out of them?
You don't want to come out of that state. It's good to be in between the states.
What, to wait for what? For despair, for the desire to run away, or what?
One should do all kinds of actions, corporeal and above them, until you connect to everyone, to the ten. And this gives you new forces, always. Otherwise, you won't be able to move on to new states.
You'll
run around in your own. Well,
so what's next?
What's next? There's no next. Next, there is a prayer. A prayer. That it will help us, that it will elevate us, that will bring us closer to the Creator. Coming closer to the Creator can only be if we come closer between us.
If there was one thing you could say, put on these salt and pepper, that will help you. What is the salt and pepper now? The next spiritual degree. We sat together in the meal, we ate hummus, we even cried one on the other. What's next?
You need to commit yourself to each other, that you will help each other in the spiritual ascent. That's it? That's basically the commitment that you have to attain that. because I'll just repeat the same words. I said it 1,000 times.
I'm not turning to you, but to us. How do we unite everything to one prayer? But everything we learned, everything we went through, the feeling of like satiation. To feel the true reality, like you said, there's no other reality. Everything outside is like a bluff. It's a lie. But how do we break through?
Think more. Talk about it. But certainly everything is in our hands except... Clear? Yes?
So is there a light of chasadim below tabur or isn't there?
What is the light of chasadim?
I don't know,
I'm just asking because in the previous letter he wrote that below Tabor there's nothing because otherwise there'll be a shattering of the lights. And now he's writing that there is a light of chasadim, even a little chokhmah.
Yes. In order for the light of chasadim to exist, there has to be a small illumination of the light of chokhmah.
It's possible that below Tabor and below there's light of chasadim and also a little bit of chokhmah?
Yes. It's just, don't think about what you've learned and you think you understood. Just understand that if there's no light, there's nothing. Even the will to receive in order to receive, the shells, doesn't matter what, you have to have something that gives them life, gives them the feeling of life, that sustains them alive. So there has to be light.
So what is this form that mustn't enter there, but there is still a...
There is some illumination
that he calls Vak without a Rosh.
Yes, yes, and you give life.
They're explained.
Yes.
So what do you learn from this area below the Sof?
At the Sof of the Patsuf, we have many things to learn. Look, the end of Galgalta, the Sof of Galgalta. We have 10 Sfirot of Sof. There you have 30 Sfirot of the three worlds. You have a Parsa there. And there are many differences, many discernments. The entire study of the wisdom of Kabbalah mainly is in the Sof of Galgalta.
But this happens in later stages of the Galgalta. It happens after the light goes down below the Tabor.
Well, yes, but there is where we are. The entire reality that exists upon which we are learning exists in the Sof of the Galgalta.
And this whole system below Tabor of the Masachim that go up and down.
That's only preparations for the lights to illuminate below in order to shake the vessels.
The question from the side of the Kli. The Kli itself is a will to receive, and it feels the light of Chokhmah, the pleasure. So when we feel the Chasadim, the question is, this feeling of whatever it will be of Chasadim, that also needs to come with a bit of Chokhmah. So what is this feeling of the light of Chasadim?
You're asking about a feeling. That's the feeling of chasadim is when you are in bestowal of chasadim.
Why do I need to feel wisdom and pleasure to feel chasadim?
Without the light of Chokhmah, you can't feel anything. The light of Chokhmah is everything. It shakes the vessels, moves them, builds them, organizes them. Whereas in the light of Chasadim, you don't really have abilities even to sort the vessels out. That's why in the light of Chokhmah, the light of Chokhmah is what's happening. However, in the light of Chasadim, it doesn't. The light of Chasadim is, it's Chesed, mercy. In short, that's the way it is. Try to understand it.
It sounds like Chasadim is like the inclination of the heart or the motion. Or...
Okay, you can say that, yes.
So why is this defined as light?
Why is this defined as light? Because it gives life to the vessels, nonetheless. To begin with, the light of Chasadim wasn't intended for the vessels at all. It's only the light of the correction of creation. The light of Chokhmah is the purpose of creation.
Rava, Or Chokhmah ve'Or Chasadim,
the light of Chokhmah and Chasadim, and they felt in all of the Sefirot, because every Sefira can give a feeling of Chasadim and Chokhmah.
In every Sefira, there's the light of Chokhmah and the light of Chasadim. We even say, even if we say there's no light of Chasadim, or there's no light of Chokhmah, still, it's just the way we say it. Actually, it's impossible to have one without the other, and also as if they don't exist.
So if I say that the Sefirot are discernment in the light, so in every discernment I feel both Chasadim and Chokhmah in some form of relations?
Yes. An example, but in short, there's a vessel for the light of Chokhmah, there's a vessel for the light of Chasadim, and over each and every vessel, there's a matter of the coupling while striking, and you can't have the light of Chokhmah without the light of Chasadim, and vice versa. That's called the shattering of the light. We'll learn it.
Also, is there a difference in the light of Chasadim of Galgalta and the light of Chasadim in the Abba, or is it the same?
Of course, every place is a different light of Chasadim.
So what does it depend on, the type of the light of Chasadim?
The coarseness of the vessel.
If we say that the Sof is the vessels without the opportunity to use it in order to bestow, so what does it mean that the Aviyut is...
It depends what it restricts, how it restricts. There are big differences.
The reason for Tzimtzum, is that the meaning?
Also the reason. What you don't understand is that to restrict the vessel is not simple. It depends what coarseness it has, from what light, what's the reason. There are many reasons for restrictions.
Thank you.
Yes.
A basic question about a Sefira. What is a Sefira?
Sefira is from the word Sofer, the illuminating. When the light of Chokhmah illuminates in the vessel, in the will to receive, of course it's according to the equivalence. That depends how much the will to receive wants to resemble the light with respect to the Creator. To that extent, the light of Chokhmah can clothe on the Sefira, on the vessel, on the desire. And then between the two, there is a mutual relation.
The word Sefira means that it also receives light and also returns light.
Suppose, yes. If
we talk about 10 Sefirot of Rosh and Toch, it's clear that the interaction is clear. But when you say 10 Sefirot of the Sof, it means that also in the Sof, in the last lowest Sefirah, there is a light that enters and light that returns.
Yes.
It means that there is a form, a kind of Masach. If there's returning light, it means there's a Masach.
Everywhere there is light and a screen.
Also in the Sof, everything below the Tabur, there are Masachim, there are screens.
Otherwise, how? How can you have any light there? How can you talk about some Sefirot?
Exactly, we usually relate the Masachim to the Rosh and to Toch.
No.
But we never related to the Masachim of the Sof.
No, you have to have, the restriction has to be in all the Sefirot, Rosh, Toch, Sof. The screens have to be in the Rosh, Toch, and Sof. And only this way does the Partsuf exist.
But if there's a returning light in the Sof,
yes,
it's like all this mechanism of what happens below Tabor isn't clear. Because below the Tabor, it says that you can't receive light.
Even below Tabor, you can get light with corrections in order to bestow. Yes, there are three worlds, Olamot there, and 30 Sefirot, and the Parsa, and all these things exist in the Sof of the Galgalta. Don't see the Sof of the Galgalta as if it's a dead place. Through corrections, we may bring vessels and lights and organize bestowal towards the Creator in the world's Bria Yetzirah.
The simple light that fulfills all of reality. That's where the Kli reveals the light of Chokhmah and Chasadim.
Before any response by the vessel, it's called a simple light that fills the entire reality.
Now the Kli feels the light, and according to its willingness, the screen, and it received the light of Chasadim, let's say. And the illumination of Or Chochmah. It's as if he receives 70% of Chasadim and 30% of Chochmah. But really, it's 100% Chochmah. Only according to the feeling of the Kli, it's that way, 70%. Rav, it's 100% of the upper light that's divided in the Kli in such a way.
I wanted to ask about the need for the light of Chassidim, because I heard you say that the light of Chochmah does all.
So
why do we need Chassidim, mercy, if the Chochmah does everything?
Because without the light of Chassidim, the created being won't exist. The Creator is the source of the light of Chochmah and of the will to receive. They both come from the Creator directly. And we need to talk about the light of Chassidim. And the will to bestow.
Our entire work, when we try to attain from below upwards, is the work over Chassidim. We're going for bestowal.
Yes.
But from what I hear and what's written, the light of Chochmah is what makes the vessels, moves them, gives feeling to them. The light of Chochmah does everything in reality.
Yes.
So where is this mechanism of the light of Chassidim? Why do we need it if Chochmah does everything?
if we hadn't have the clash with the Creator, the Tzimtzum, the shattering, the returning light, all kinds of things, if we didn't need corrections in order to identify with the Creator, then we would have enough to be in the light of Chochmah, and that's it. Then we were restricted to an extent and existed by the light of Chochmah, like still vegetative and animate. But if we want to be similar to the Creator, then we have no choice. We have to reach a state. That we want to resemble the qualities of the Creator, the light of Chochmah.
Yes.
What's the role of the light of Chassadim in the system?
The role of the light of Chassadim is to the extent that I want to bestow contentment upon the Creator, I stabilize the light of Chassadim from myself to Him. I am for my beloved, and my beloved is for me. He influences the light of Chochmah. I influence him with the light of Chassadim. That the light of Chochmah can clothe in the light of Chassadim, and by that can fulfill me.
So, the action of the light from the perspective of the Creator being to the Creator is always in Chassadim. Will it always be in Chassadim, or also the light of Chochmah comes out, or is it only in Chassadim?
From us
only Chassadim. And from the Creator,
Chochmah,
Chassadim. So, how do we make the light? Because it turns out that we generate light by bringing back Chassadim.
We give a place for the light of Chochmah to clothe in the light of Chassadim.
What is this vessel that turns Chochmah into Chassadim?
The will to receive that wants to work with itself in order to bestow.
So the mere desire changes the meaning of the light, or what exactly makes this transition, that inversion in the light of Chochmah?
Our desire that I now want to use in order to bestow back upon the Creator is called the will to bestow.
If we connect, we get a control over the system instead. It's as if the wheel is in our hands of the system.
To take the steering wheel from the Creator completely, you can't. Because you remain matter, a desire. And the Creator is above the desire. And according to the current data, you can really imagine a state that you can be completely free. He wants you to reach a state that you're completely free from him. That we exist in all of reality alone, and the Creator does not exist. And then you want to develop from your qualities. Because you acquired them, you want to develop from them the same universe, the same nature, like the Creator did. This is actually called Adam, who is similar, Domeh, similar in Hebrew, to the Creator. But the point is that you're completely free from him. We can't imagine this even, but we need to...